Hello and welcome back to Deep Beat Hit Parade with myself, Richie Hartness, and my co-host, if that's even the right thing, I don't know, colleague, co-host.
Of course.
We'll just go with it. Massimiliano Alessandri.
Jesus, man, we need to work on that pronunciation, mate. I mean,
what's wrong with that? That was fucking brilliant.
I mean, you just chopped like three or four vowels and letters. It's okay. It's all right.
I'm just winging it. You never really told me. I just call you Massey.
You're right.
Right. So how should I have said it?
I don't know. Just whatever. Dica. No, Massey. No, Dico. No, Massey. No. You're right.
Full name, please.
Oh, full name.
Yep.
Ba-ba-ba-bam. Massimiliano Alessandrini.
Wow. If only. There's language goals.
Man, my Italian pronunciation is so good. Yeah.
Yeah, anyone would think you were Italian.
Shh, don't say that.
Dave. If anyone's wondering what the Dave joke is, it's because Massey is in London. And yeah. We renamed him Dave, so he blended Dave. In. Dave. Because everyone's called Dave. Anyway, so, in the land of fiction, this is 15 days on from when we recorded the previous show. In reality, Massey went and got a coffee, and I went and got a soda water and checked that the kids were asleep. Because we are so fucking rock and roll.
But you know, let's pretend it's been 15 days.
So we can pretend it's been 15 days. We can talk about all of the comments on the previous show and how everybody came out in support of My Horn by The Don.
There you go.
But the fact is, nobody has. Because it hasn't been posted yet. Okay, but if this is the first time you're listening to this show, how it works is I've picked three tracks that Massey hasn't heard prior to this, and Massey has picked three tracks that I haven't heard prior to this, which is the same sentence, just reversed. You will have picked up on that already. The idea is we play the music and we react to it. And how it usually works is Massey says everything's lovely in the world, and I say everything's a little bit shit, and I wouldn't buy it, and make some kind of joke about what was his name again? Oh, Jesus Pablo. Usually I make some kind of comment about Jesus Pablo or some other whinging bastard, Mark, something, I don't know. Or we'll talk about Paul and how he likes chopping wood for a living or whatever it is. How are you, Massey? How's the last couple of weeks been?
Very, very It's been a very interesting couple of weeks, man. I have to say, Lots of fresh music this time, believe it or not.
Literally 30 minutes since we started the last one. But should we just start like it's 2 weeks on?
Yeah, I think it's your turn this time, right? You start.
Okay, here we go.
We'll be right back.
while we were off mic and that was playing, Matty just says to me, "What the fuck are you doing going old disco again?" See, I hate being typecast. So that is Monkey Fike. Jesus, why do these people just choose the most hard things for us to pronounce?
I don't know. Monkey Fike. Okay, gotcha.
He also goes under the name of DJ Funky Mike. So what he's cleverly done is changed a couple of letters.
I'm gonna recognize him. I'm gonna do that too.
Yeah, it's like the end of Scooby-Doo where they turn the mask off. It's like, it's the school teacher.
I knew it.
Pesky kids. Anyway, the track is called Keep On Pushing, and they've dropped the G off the pushing, so it's just push in.
Push in.
So I don't think it's about cues or anything like that, but it's like just street, innit?
Yeah.
And that comes on one of my favourite labels at the moment, Sundries, who seemingly can do no wrong right now. Igor Gonya's label, and they just keep nailing it with that disco stuff. It is out already on Traxos Promo, and it comes out already, being out by the time this show comes out on the 1st of March. It comes out fully on all good record stores and some shit ones, as Pete Tong used to say, without the shit bit. What did you think?
What's going on with the disco game? I mean,
I don't know really.
I'm not sure about disco anymore. I was reading something. Did I save it? Hold on. You entertain the crowd, please. I'm gonna read you something.
He's searching his phone for something.
Hold on. Just keep them entertained. It's fine.
Right. What should I talk? I could talk about DJ Funky Mike or Monkey Fike, because what he's done cleverly is change some letters around. Apparently he's been in the game for 20 years.
What? 20 years?
Yeah. 20 years he's been making music, and it just made me think, given how good Sundries are and how kind of obscure the artists and unheard of the artists that they're delivering, like week after week as well, it's not just like once a month, it's like every week. I have no idea where they find them from.
Huh. That's a lot of work.
From an A&R perspective, like, where do these people come from? He's been doing this for 20 years and we've never heard of him, right?
No, exactly. Well, that means that both me and Paul are really shit at doing our job. Mm. Anyway, for UM Records. Purveyor Underground. Purveyor Underground on...
Purveyor
Underground on Instagram. So the other day, they posted this.
Demos. We won't accept any disco house demos featuring predictable, boring, and/or overused samples with no creativity. It's like bad debt. We don't want it. We don't need it. Godspeed.
I actually saved this. I'm not saying your the track you picked is like, you know, but it's interesting because ain't they right though? Come on. What they said?
They don't want demos of disco house?
No. With using predictable, boring, and overused samples, which I think is fair enough.
I suppose so. It just depends what you class as a predictable and overused sample. I mean, there are some artists out there that have made an entire career out of one sound. It's kind of like, and done quite well. So,
anyway,
did you like it or not?
I don't know. Mamma mia, I'm sweating here. I don't know. Let me think about it. It's not bad. It's not bad.
Let me think about it.
Can I give you an answer on the next show? Would that work?
Yeah. We're not recording another one after this, by the way. Right. So, in what can only be described as unusual circumstances, I've gone disco and Massey's not sure whether he likes something.
What's going on?
The wheels have completely come off this. What a caper this has turned out to be. Right. Let's have a listen to what Massey's gone with.
Oh, and you get that feeling all over again.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
So that was Carl Sierra. The track is called Vibe All Night, and you listen to the Soul Drifter remix. And this is out already. Well, it's been out for a while on Puro Music, which is a kind of a confusing label. I'll tell you more about that later. But anyway, another Soul Drifter remix, which I absolutely love. The fantastic voice on the tune. I couldn't find out who's actually singing it. Whether it's just like samples, which I don't think. Anyway, what do you think of the track?
I really liked the track.
Yeah! There we go, finally.
Although, yeah, given previous comments about overused samples and things
there
like that.
There you go.
It's kind of like, okay, do I judge that in a different way now, or do I just treat it for a piece of music that's enjoyable and I would play? And if it was playing in at work, I'd probably have a little boogie at my desk. If you're not a producer like me, and have absolutely zero musical talent, then really it's just about how the track makes you feel.
And well, I'm the same. I don't have much musical talent, so but I think it's a very valid point. Instead of focusing on, you know, you got that sample, or you I don't know. I mean, if you think about Chemical Brothers, like I was talking about this with Mish. Well, hi Mish, old friends from Wellington. And often already active at .fm. Hi guys, and you know Chemical Brothers, they're really good at it. Like that funk, they're all doing it. I mean that's you know we all know that. But yeah, you made me think there, which is very interesting.
Ooh, how do you look at that, getting all deep and meaningful?
I know. Do you remember we had for a brief, we should bring it back. We had a nice segment in the podcast. Deep and meaningful shit.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Yeah, that was.
I can't remember what we talked about. We just slag people off.
Yeah. But nah, okay. Your turn.
My turn.
This is Rory Cochran from Deep Sight Recordings UK, and you're listening to the Deep Beats Hit Parade. Thank you.
Ones that's going to take some explaining how to pronounce it. So the artist is Z or 7E. I have no idea how you say it. So it's a 7 and then 2 E's after it. Why do they do it?
It could be 7 double E, 7 E.
7 E or just Z. Well, anyway, the track title is Fuck With It, spelled... Spelled F-U-K. Jesus. And the EP is the same title. And it is on Super Duper Soul, which is Scott Harrington's side label.
Yeah.
And it came out 22nd of February. Absolutely jack shit information anywhere on 7EE, whoever it is. And as Massey rightly points out, the cover of this, whilst we were listening to it, the cover of this is a half-dressed woman in a leotard on roller boots with a boombox on her shoulder, which would suggest that it was going to be some kind of roller disco derby thing. And it's not. So what did you make of that?
That's a confusing campaign, because I don't know the label that much. Is that what they usually do? This disco-y kind of, you know what I mean?
It has been that kind of slant,
I find it confusing. You look at the You look at the cover and then you listen to the song. It's like, well, eh, what? Completely different. So, anyway, interesting choice. Nevertheless,
it's an interesting question, though. Do you think that people buy music based on what it looks like?
I think yes. Well, not entirely. Not just because of that, but the visual. I think it's fundamental. The first approach, perception. I mean, I look at this cover and I go like, do I want to listen to something disco-y, funky, bada-boom, bada-bam? And I go, no. And then I'm missing out on something because the track is completely different, right?
So essentially, a leotard-wearing beautiful girl on rollerblades is probably going to get you to at least listen to the music.
How much time have you got? Because that is something I don't agree with. Personally, I wouldn't listen to it because there is a good-looking woman on the cover.
Well, it's an interesting question because I remember having a disagreement, would be the best way to put it, with Sierra,
yeah,
who runs Deepwit,
yeah,
about one of the, is it like a best of a year,
okay,
mix or something that I did, which had a very beautiful girl from Auckland on the front cover of it, and she was partially dressed at the time, and she was very offended that I was using that kind of imagery. And kind of, to be fair, I know a lot of labels kind of do the same kind of thing, and they pop up on your feed all the time. And don't know, it just kind of came back to me when you said, you know, the visual didn't match the music, which kind of, I suppose these days where, you know, you get feature placement, kind of, does it help? Does it not?
Mm-hmm.
I would say it probably does help, given kind of the people still buying or streaming music are predominantly male, judging by the kind of the Facebook insights of people.
Unfortunately so, yeah.
So maybe it does work. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just kind of, it's an interesting point. But I like Super Duper Soul. They do nice covers. They haven't all been kind of half-dressed women on rollerblades. Some of them have just been beautiful imagery.
Yeah.
So it's a good label. And Scott's doing a good thing. Kind of on the back of great success with Savoir Faire.
Oh, so that was an interesting conversation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right, your turn.
Let's be for real.
Howdy folks, this is Al Bradley from 3AM Recordings in Leeds over in the UK, and you are tuned in to the Deep Beats Hit Parade.
Yet again, another majestic pick from your favorite speaker, DJ producer, Dika. This was T Williams. The track is called Let's Be For Real, and it's out on Strictly Rhythm. Again, probably my favorite label out there. It came out on in 2018, so it's been a while. I'm not going to read you the catalog number because it's really long. It's just an EP with two tracks from T. Williams, which I've just recently discovered. I was late to the party, and I just love his style. And I think this track proves my point, Richie.
He's going with this whole kind of selling it in hard to start with. So that came out in 2018.
Yeah, 2018. Yeah, November again.
Honestly, it sounds 20 years old. Yeah, I'm not really sure what to say. Like, if you'd have told me that was from 1998, I'd have said that was a good song.
Interesting.
Is that a good song anymore? I don't know. Like, it's not. I guess it's one of them weird things, isn't it? Like, if I'd have listened to that in a record shop 20 years ago, I'd have walked out the shop with it. Like, would I do that now? Probably not, because it. I don't know whether your taste changes or you expect more. It's definitely a club track.
Yeah.
Like, if that was played in a club, I think that would be really cool. But I think kind of listening to it in isolation like we do here, it's hard to connect with it personally. I mean, it's decent, but like, it just felt so old.
So anyway, to all our beloved listeners, which I love you deeply, you know that. Just, you know, if you like this track, I beg you. I mean, please leave a comment and let us know what you think.
But anyway, you know, if we get one comment,
it's gonna be my auntie commenting, you know that.
Yeah. No. All right. One comment, non-related. I'll think of something that I can do as penance. Right. My third track.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
continuing the torture of Massey whilst that's playing. He's screaming at me, "What the fuck is with this disco music?" Well, what the fuck is with this is that is Shades of Grey. The track is Lift You Up. It is the Mick Mills remix. It comes from the EP Selected Works Volume 4 on Beef Records. It came out 15th of March, and there was quite an eclectic mix on this EP to choose from. Some of it was fucking terrible.
Oh my God.
Like, it just made your ears bleed. But there was this one, and it was a track by somebody who I'm going to brutally pronounce, Johannes Klingenbeil.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, sounds it, doesn't it? Anyway, but The Shades of Grey was the cracker for me, and I'm picking a lot of disco, but maybe it's just where I am right now. What's wrong with disco?
I don't know. I'm expecting you to show up next time with a big wig and the roller skates and a disco ball in your hand. I don't know.
Leotard.
Yeah. And just going, it's like, "Yo, Massey, how you doing?" And all that stuff. It's like, what's going on? Seriously. I think this is so confusing. We went from there was one morose track in the previous episode, but this one, it's too happy. You can't. You gotta remember that, you know, you can't play happy music and then not be happy about my music, because otherwise it doesn't work. You need to play morose music, you know what I mean? And stick to the plot. I mean, there you go. The podcast is just... Jesus, man. Playing
you
fucking
want me to
disco
stick
music.
To typecast.
Well, you know, I mean, that's... What can I say? It's a bumpy track. How can you not like it? I mean, it's really difficult. I don't know the other tracks on the EP, but you obviously picked the best one.
Literally, some of them were just like... meh, 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 meh. Just that, what the... It was very contrasty, which confused me a lot.
And then you got this, you know, this banger. Fantastic, man.
Yeah, there was two. There was that and that Johannes Klingenbeil.
Klingenbeil. Klingenbeil. Klingenbeil. Yes.
Is that what you would say, that?
Klingenbeil. But anyway, right. But good stuff there. Okay. Johannes, good stuff. Good work, man. Man? No,
excellent.
I don't know. We always say man, but this is so bad.
There was a thing by the guy from Data Transmissions on social media, can't remember which one, about the low percentage of females in the business and how we need to rectify that. And I think we do.
Yeah.
And... I've tasked Massey and Paul with finding more female artists for our labels. So if you're out there, get in touch.
Yeah, I completely agree. And they're doing something interesting, Graham and Data Transmissions. They're very active. They created Hack the DJ, which is something that they're going to run locally to find more female artists. Lots of people are pledging for it. And I think it's fair enough. And yeah, we're going to try to look for female artists and producers. But let me tell you something. It's actually not easy. You know what I mean? I'm sure there are a lot out there, but it's not easy because, you know, the majority, it's just like, man, in the industry. But we'd get there. And we're going to try to do the same with Strictly Underground Music. We'd love to have more female, you know, guest mixes and possibly music featured on the podcast. So yeah, let's see how it goes.
Good stuff.
But anyway, so who's playing the classic? You're playing the classic, right? The classic track.
So you've still got your track to go.
What?
Mm-hmm. What?
All done. What do you mean? Yes. Oh yeah. Oh man. Come on. I mean, seriously. Check this out.
lie to your every word. But the more you lie to me, the more I hurt. The things you used to say would sound so sweet. I was naive, quick to believe.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade.
I mean, come on, man. How can you not like that voice on that track, on that tone? That's amazing. That was a Low Stepper. Track is called, Richie's laughing. That was Low Stepper. Track is called Heard It All Before. And you listen to the Mike Milrain and Mick James extended remix. And this is out on Armada Music Bundles. And it was out on the 1st of February, so it's out already. And yeah, the EP was just like a bundle, so various artists. Low Stepper, do we need to talk about Low Stepper? I mean, if you don't know who Low Stepper is, get a fucking grip and do your fucking research. But amongst producing incredible music, he also runs Sima Black Records, which is on my list. You know, I would love to produce a track from you, Low Stepper. I love you to bits, please. I beg you. And Armada Music, I mean, they created like an empire. What are we talking about? I mean, go and check their website. It's just... But speaking of which, before you say that you absolutely hate the track, because I know, I can see. I'm not going to let you speak. Fuck this. Track is fucking amazing. I'm buying time. Okay, let me tell you what you know. You love it. Come on, say you love it.
I love the voice. It's a great vocal.
Hey, man,
on a decent track.
Okay.
I'm going to say it still sounds quite retro. I don't know whether I'm just in a retro kind of twist or something like that, but it's felt quite retro.
Says he playing fucking disco, Laurel fucking, what the... Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But yeah, that was solid. I enjoyed it.
I loved it. You couldn't see his face when he said, I don't know what's going on. He was genuine. That was amazing.
But my favourite bit has got to be, if you don't know who he is, do your fucking research. Well, way to engage with the audience.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We'll just abuse them for a bit.
That'll work. Good stuff. Oh god.
Whew. I'm too scared to admit I don't know who Low Stepper is.
No. God. God. That's it.
Better do my fucking research, eh?
Goodbye then. I'm not gonna let you play your classic track.
No, let's listen to the classic track, and I can't decide whether to introduce it first or afterwards. Okay, so this week's classic track comes from me. So as you'll expect, it's gonna be one of the greatest tracks you've ever heard and have great deep personal meaning to me, and anyone that doesn't like this is a half-wit. The track is Stronger Man featuring Sanandan Matreya, who everyone probably knows as Terence Trent D'Arby.
Oh.
That was his kind of his other name. I'm not sure why he had another name. Anyway, it was the original mix. It came out on Ben Watts' Buzzing Fly Records in 2004, which is a long time ago now. It's like 15 years ago. Came out on the 1st of March, so it is like gone 15 years. And it was only available on their various artists' volume one, like their volume one. It never came out on anything else. It was on another label called Discogs. And it sampled the As Yet Untitled, that's the name of the track, As Yet Untitled lyrics by Terence Trent D'Arby. So here it is.
Bye. the cool September blows the seeds away.
Beautiful lyrics from one of my childhood's greatest male vocalists, with Ben Watt, who was at like the pinnacle of his trade, kind of Everything But the Girl and Buzzing Fly were just, you know, everyone's darlings of music, and it was such a good label. And that track was just one of those kind of powerful emotive tracks. I remember trying to mix it into mixes and it was just impossible.
So this track is really emotionally important to you, I get.
Yeah, not unlike My Horn, Your Horn, or whatever it was called.
So, how can I destroy this? Let me see. Now, one of those, I mean, what a voice. Come on. I mean, obviously it sounds old, because it is old. What a voice. But yeah, I can imagine, I was thinking exactly the same thing when I was listening to it. It was like, imagining myself trying to mix this bloody track, you know, on vinyl. It's like, can you please, Terence, shut the fuck up for a second so I can mix it in? Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, but a classic.
I think I did get it into one mix once.
Classy production.
And we did comment as it was playing that it, at 7 minutes 35, yeah, it was in the classic era of when 12 inches were 7-minute tracks, not 4.5 minutes and 1 minute intro, 1 minute outro, and really just like 2 minutes in the middle of a track, which are really just built up version of the other 2 minutes at the either end.
Yes, properly produced music. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All for Buzzing Fly. I miss them.
Yeah. Do you still have the vinyl by any chance?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, fantastic, man. Fantastic.
On the shelf over there.
Fantastic, man.
We should do a vinyl show only 1 week.
Oh, my God. Yes, please. We need to set that up. Great idea.
Okay. Maybe next time.
But anyway, another episode is gone. That went fast.
It did. And as ever, you've already downloaded it, so you've already listened to this somewhere, but you can follow Strictly UM all over the place. Spotify, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, YouTube.
Everywhere.
Just everywhere, really. Everywhere that you consume music, you can consume this music, and let's be honest, it is the best fucking music you're going to get to listen anywhere in the world.
Oh, yeah.
So be sure to tune in next time for more Deep Beats Hit Parade. Thank you, Massey.
Thank you, Richie. A pleasure.
Good night.
Peace out.
Mic drop.
What is that?